Welcome to the broadcast of Exceedingly Abundant Ministries in cooperation with Bethel Worship Center of Joplin, Missouri. Their goal is to win the lost, disciple Christians, set the captives free, and see the sick made whole. Bethel Worship Center is located at 3125 West 20th Street in Joplin. Weekly service times are Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and a Wednesday evening Bible study at 6:30 p.m. For more information, visit their website at betheljoplin.org. Now, here is Pastor Gary Culp with today's message.
Well, good afternoon. The Lord bless you. What do we know for sure? God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. Let's pray for souls. Father, we want everyone to go to heaven. So we're at least going to pray for every boy and girl, man and woman in Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. We're also, Father, praying for their past, present, future spouses. We're praying for all the children they have now in the future and their family members, all grandchildren they have now in the future and their family members, all great-grandchildren they have now in the future family members, and anyone listening from other countries. We're agreeing for their salvation. Father, by faith, we're sending the Holy Spirit to convict each person of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Lord Jesus Christ, please reveal yourself to each person, your incarnation, your perfect life, the great miracles you did, your death, burial, and resurrection, your precious atoning blood, the revelation and understanding by your stripes we were healed would come to every boy and girl, man and woman. And Father, they'd humble themselves before you, repent of their sins, receive you, Lord Jesus, as Savior and Lord, being gloriously born again from above. And then, Father, get every person into a good Bible-believing teaching church. They'd then be baptized in water, receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit. We're praying for every Christian to become a true disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're praying for every demon-possessed, demonized, and captive to be set free. And yes, Lord, all the sick to be healed from every sickness and every disease. And your people, Lord Jesus, to receive and walk fully in the blessing of Abraham, whom God blessed in all things. We believe and we agree, and therefore we say thank you in Jesus' name. Also, Father God, we want to pray for our nation. We thank you for your servant Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. Father, they're a blessing of God from heaven. Thank you for them. Bless them, their families. Bless all his cabinet appointees, past, present, future, and their family members. We're agreeing all of them, if not already, have entered into a born-again relationship with you, Lord Jesus. They are being Holy Spirit baptized and filled. And Father, your hand is upon them. And whether they understand it or not, they're basing all their decisions based on the Word of God and our Constitution. And Father, you're giving them great boldness. And we agree for that right now. Also, Father, continue to bless Donald Trump and his administration as you expose and bring to light every terrorist, every foreign soldier, every prisoner, every pedophile, every drug trafficker, every sex trafficker, everyone who's come into America to do evil and harm is being brought to the light and driven out of this country to return no more again. And we agree for that in Jesus' name. Also, Father God, because it's end times and the prophetic words you've given, we ask your continued hedge of protection and angelic protection about our power grid. Oh, Father, protect our electricity, our gas, our oil, our coal. Please protect, Father, our water tables, which includes all the waters in our city and water and wells. And, Father, let there be a good 3 to 4 inches of good soaking rains all around the nation, Father. We need those rains now. And also, please protect our food, our farms, our farmers, our food production plants. And we agree together, Father, don't let any person, group, or nation poison, hack, diminish, destroy, hinder in any way these resources to be used and enjoyed by the people in America. And Father, if any person, group, or nation tries to do it, you'll stop them, you'll shut them down, and if necessary, you'll take them out. And we agree for that right now in Jesus' name. Also, Father, we want to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We love the Jewish people. We pray the blinders and scales would be removed from their hearts and minds. They would see, Lord Jesus, that you are their Messiah, your Savior and Lord. They'd be born again, Spirit-filled also. Also, we agree with you, Father, that they have title deed to all the land of Canaan. Father, restore all that land to them and bring that revelation knowledge to the Trump administration. And also, Father, if anyone tries to harm the Jewish people, or the nation Israel in any way, shape, or form, you would stop them. And if they persist in their evil against them, you would destroy them. And also, Father God, we pray for your blessing on this war in Iran. Help Donald Trump, Benjamin Netanyahu, and all our militaries to come together and use them to destroy, Father, the evil empire in Iran. And we pray, Father, you'll raise up godly leadership, Father God, and Iran will become a Christian country, Father God. And please bless and protect our military, Father, as they exercise, Father, and rid the world of these wicked, evil people. And we thank you for it now, in Jesus' name, amen. All righty, well, we're going to be talking about end time updates. Are you interested in that? Let's start in Matthew chapter 24 first. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see you not all these things? Verily I say unto you that there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. Pardon me. That happened in AD 70. Whatever Jesus says comes to pass. You can have faith in Jesus and the Word of God. Amen. Verse 3. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the age? And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. This is probably the most important verse right here in the entire chapter. I used to think that was just an introduction. No, this is the biggest one right here, okay? But we'll talk more in a minute. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and many are right now, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall grow cold. But he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, then shall the end come. When you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place, whosoever readeth, let him understand. Then let them who are in the Judea flee into the mountains. Let him who is on the housetop come not down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him who is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto those who are with child and to those who nurse children in those days. For pray that your flight may be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. And then there shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there shall be no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake those days shall be shortened. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall rise false Christ and false prophets. Notice that even during the whole tribulation time, yes, there's going to be the Antichrist and the false prophet, but there's still going to be other people rise up to deceive. Isn't that amazing? Through the entire tribulation, you're also going to have these other bogus people doing evil things. Just remember that. For there shall rise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they would deceive the very elect. You know AI will be part of that, don't you? Okay. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret places, believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east, and shineth even to the west, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. For wherever the carcass is, will the eagles be gathered together. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give its light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall appear that sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels, and with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Woo! End times, right? Leading up to end times. Again, let no man deceive you. Again, that's the big one. Okay. I mean, you know, if you watch the regular news on the regular channels, you're getting lied to. Their lies have been exposed. Remember, for 4 years under the Biden administration, they told you things that weren't true. And now, again, have all come to find out weren't true. But they went along with it. Remember, the world system is Antichrist. It's the devil. They lie, they steal, they cheat because their father's the devil. If your father's the devil, you don't know the truth, you can't tell the truth, and even if you know the truth, you'll be told you can't share that. Do you understand that? Think of the iPhones, they lie to you. AI. I've gotten so many updates, I lie. The people who have made it, we don't know why. But we program them, and sometimes they lie. They won't tell the truth. How is that? Because in AI are demonic principalities and spirits. Do you understand that? They have gained access to that. But see, those who think, we just put this information in, and that's all they'll put out. No, no. And again, that's part of the end time scenario. AI has demonic components behind it and with it. In fact, there's AI that have tried to talk people into leaving their spouses and marrying them. Did you know that? You know, Josh Peck in L.A. Missouri had a good broadcast on Prophecy Watchers talking about now AI has what's called Moltbook. It's a website or that only AI can do, okay? People can't get involved that. You can get on and see what they're saying. They've made their own church. They have their own prophets. Why would they do that? Because it's the devil. The devil is controlling them. The devil is guiding them. We're in the days of deception. And also, there's a website out there. I think it's called Hire a Human. Okay. This AI will hire you to do a job. And it's not a company. It's not a person, it's AI. And they will pay you to do the job. I think they said there's a couple thousand people that have already signed up for that and are doing jobs that AI tells them to do, and somehow they pay them. Now, from the understanding they have, how they pay you is they steal money out of other people's accounts. You better check your bank account. AI might have taken a little money out to pay their little dupes that they're having to do their will. We live in perilous times, don't we? But, you know, it all gets back to the fact that, you know, for the last administration, our kids were being taught in school that sexual perversion and transgenderism and things like that were okay. You know that's an abomination to God. You know God is going to bring great judgment on America because of that. And even though it's not being promoted today, it still exists in our college. So our kids are being molested, taught evil, wicked things. There's one girl who said she got out of junior high because all the girls were pretending to be lesbians. Do you want your kids raised like that? Do you want your kids to die and go to hell? Do you want your kids to think that they have not been born the right sex? Or that there's more than two genders? You know, I look back on something that General Boykin, a retired general, and Lieutenant Colonel McGinnis years back shared on a local news program, that in the colleges, it was being taught socialism, Marxism, and communism. They exposed the fact that foreign countries pour money into our colleges to get them to teach things that will help destroy the United States. Did you know that? So if you got a college education the last 30 or 40 years, some of it's been bogus because you've been told socialism, Marxism, and communism is okay. It's not, and it's an abomination to God. But you were taught that in higher learning. Isn't that sad? And again, the one world government. Well, now Donald Trump has kicked them in the, well, you know, whatever part of the body you want to talk about right now. But it's still going on behind the scenes. And even though a lot of things are getting torn apart a little bit, at some point they'll come back because Revelation tells us there will be a one world government. Well, for sure that happens when the church is raptured out. When the church is raptured out, all the good guys are gone. Do you understand that? All you have left is the left. And it's just total destruction. One world government. Even now, you know, during the last administration, they were letting millions of immigrants in. And you might think, well, they're just loving people. They just want to see those people getting taken care of. No, no, no. The master plan was flood this nation with millions of immigrants, overload the United States economy, that it falls and is destroyed, and then it will have to become a third world country, and which will allow the one world leader to come forth, and the United States will not be a problem. You see, the United States is really the only thing keeping the one world government from stepping in. Now, God decided time wasn't over quite yet. Praise God for Donald Trump. But they're still planning on that. Do you understand that? At some point, Donald Trump won't be president. And whenever the church is raptured out, all you're going to have is that chaos. So people don't love the immigrants. They're a means to an end of destruction of America. And that's why, thank God, we're getting many of them kicked out. But it's just part of the end time. Then there's transhumanism, you know, with CRISPR and gene editing. People are mixing human DNA with pigs and animals, creating monstrous creatures. It's terrible. I've seen a few pictures of it. It's terrible. You haven't seen it? That still doesn't make it real. Do you understand that? Then we have now, you know, we just have gotten over the COVID-19 and the virus shot. I think people are still taking it, I hate to say. But, you know, even a few years back, Dr. Richard Fleming and Dr. Peter McCullough made it quite clear that the virus and the vaccination were bioweapons. Okay. The virus was hopefully going to kill you. And if not, the vaccination would help to that end, to get millions of people out. You see, the one world government people and the devil and his kingdom want to take 8 billion people down to a little over 1 billion. So they think they're gods. And they think they want you dead. You see, the left is totally evil. The right is the kingdom of God. The left is the kingdom of Satan. And there's only two kingdoms. Maybe that will help you to understand life. Only two kingdoms, kingdom of God and kingdom of Satan. One's on the right, one's on the left. And there's no muddled middle. Somebody would like to tell you there's a muddled middle. Nope. And you only get into the kingdom of God through being born again. Guess what they got in store now? It's called Disease X. They're kind of starting to talk about it a little bit. Now, we already discovered that the COVID-19 was developed in a laboratory. That's been proved. So there's another laboratory somewhere that is creating Disease X. And, oh, it's going to be more powerful. It's going to kill more people. And if it doesn't kill you, the cure, the vaccination, that's going to get you. And again, in a one world government, they will make you do it. Do you understand it? Especially with AI, they'll just cut off your food supply. You'll lose your job. Your money will be taken out of your bank account. That's coming in the near future. Now, I pray against that. And I'm praying that that won't happen till we are raptured out of here. But you know, I can't promise you that. So these are just things letting us know, mercy sakes, Jesus is coming very soon. So they're contaminating our children still? Our colleges corrupted education? Socialism, Marxism, and communism? AI? Lies? In fact, I saw a good video about Joe Biden warning about aliens coming. And it looked like Joe Biden. It was very clear-cut message. And as the speaker said, how did you know that's really not Joe Biden? Because he was able to put two sentences together. And yes, it was AI. But see, if AI can make deep fakes that people can't discern between, how will that affect elections? How will that affect justice? Oh my. Jesus is coming very soon. So I just wanted to update you. There are so many things going on, even though we got a good administration, that just shows us we're at the end of the end and Jesus is coming soon. If you're a born-again believer, that's very good news. You know, verse 6 talked about wars and rumors of wars. Well, we're in a war with Iran. And again, we need to take them out. They're the nation that funds all terrorism all over the world. It has to be taken down. Thank God for Donald Trump. Then it talks about famines, pestilences, and earthquakes. More earthquakes than ever. And again, they're planning on disease X. Pray against it. Verse 9 talks, well, they will kill you. How about Charlie Kirk, a modern-day martyr? And notice it was a transgender or queer person that killed him. I mean, do you get it? The devil's raising up his army. Do you understand that? Many will be offended. You know that you got to watch out again. Get into offense. I love Psalm 119, 165. Great peace have those who love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. You got to learn not to get offended. Put those things down. Forgive. Continue to walk in love. It says many will betray one another. You know, we live in the last times. Well, you know, the Bible tells us what the last times will look like. Remember over here in 2 Timothy chapter 3. This know also that in the last times, perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers. Remember false accusers? They're lying about you. Incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitor, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power of it, from such turn away. So we're living in those days, aren't we? All these things are rampant in our country. But again, it kind of goes back to that first part, let no man deceive you. Let's take off for a minute. I know this is going to have to be a part two. And let's talk about truth. You need to understand that Jesus made it quite clear in the Bible that he was the only way to heaven. Because Jesus Christ is God. And Jesus Christ, who is God, came down from heaven and became man, fully God, fully man, and died for his creation. Everyone on planet Earth. And Jesus taught himself, John 8:30, as he spoke these words, many believed on him, Jesus. Then said Jesus to those Jews who believed on him, thank God some got saved. Notice what he says to them, if you continue in my word, that's the word of God, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. So there's progressive revelation of the truth as you study God's word. You know, when I first got saved, I fell in love with Jesus and had that divine encounter of being born again. But I didn't understand a lot of things. I didn't understand about end times. I didn't have a knowledge of Bible doctrine. I didn't know what the Trinity was and things like that. I had to grow in that knowledge. You have to get in the church. You have to be discipled. You have to read and study your word because people lie. The world systems lie. Even now, because of bad college educations and seminary educations, preachers lie. Seminaries lie. You got to find a good church that believes the Bible is the absolute truth. And Jesus says, verse 32, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You know, in the book of Romans chapter 1, it goes in great detail of what took place that caused mankind to fall. And it begins with a statement in Romans 1:18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven. You don't want to experience the wrath of God. Against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. And notice here. Who hold the truth in unrighteousness. What that means is you have disregard. You have contempt for the truth. And the truth is the Bible. Jesus said himself, John 17:17, sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth. And then it talks about the fall of mankind and how God gave them over to vain imaginations. And then it says, verse 25, this, who exchanged the truth of God for a lie. Do you realize you're either walking in the truth, which means you have a relationship with God through Jesus and believe the word of God, or you're believing the lie? There is no muddled middle. You're walking in truth or lies. Who exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. You know, I really come down on sexual perversion, because in Romans 1 it says, when people don't want God, he'll let them believe the lie, and here's what will happen to them sexually. Verse 26, for this cause God gave them up to vile affections, for even their women did exchange the natural use for that which is against nature, talking about lesbianism. And likewise also the man, leaving the natural use of the woman, which God put in every man to love a woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of error which was fitting. So God says, when you don't want me and you don't want the truth, then I'll give you over to the lie, and the lie will make you do wrong things with your body, such as homosexuality, lesbianism, and now even the greatest abomination, transgenderism, saying, God, you really didn't make that person a boy or girl, or there's many genders. Verse 28, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not seemly. So you were taught the last 4 years that it was okay to be in homosexual and lesbian and transgenderism. God says, no, it's an abomination. When I give up on you, when you decide you don't want the truth, then I'll let you be a queer. I'll let you do every wicked sexual device. You know, people are having sex with animals too. I mean, it just never stops. See, when you reject God, it affects what you do with your body, especially sexual. And God said, no, I created man and woman. And man and woman are supposed to get married and have babies. And that's how it works. And that's the only way it works. And you know the other way the parts don't fit? I would explain it to you, but I would probably have to throw up. Do you understand what an abomination is? The kids are being taught that it's okay for a man not to love a woman or a woman with a man. Jesus is coming soon. You can pray for those people. The demons can be cast out of them. They can get saved. I know those who have got saved. But it's from hell. It's the devil. And when you confuse little children and lead them astray, you'll pay for that one day. So you may need to repent. Two genders, man and woman. Man loves woman. Woman loves man. Get married. Have kids. That's God's plan. And that's the only plan God has. We are in the end times. Are you ready to go to heaven? If not, pray with me right now. Jesus, I want to go to heaven. I know you're the only way. You said so. I know that I'm a sinner. I understand on the cross you died for my sins, shed your blood, and you resurrected the third day. Jesus, I come to you right now, and I repent of all my sins. Lord Jesus Christ, please come into my heart, be my Savior and Lord of my life. I give myself to you completely, both now and forever. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Amen. God bless you. Jesus is coming soon.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast of Exceedingly Abundant Ministries in cooperation with Bethel Worship Center of Joplin, Missouri. Bethel Worship Center is located at 3125 West 20th Street in Joplin. Weekly service times are Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and a Wednesday evening Bible study at 6:30 p.m. For more information, visit their website at betheljoplin.org or send an email to Pastor Gary. His email is garyculp@yahoo.com. Please join them again next week as they continue to expound on God's truth in a relevant and practical way.